My name is Mahru Keshavarz, and I was born in Spokane, Washington. I was first generation Iranian, born to Iranian parents. I graduated University of Washington in 2008, and I had always been an advocate for children and education, and I'd always worked with children. And after I had graduated college, I started working as a behavioral specialist for children with autism and other special needs. And the first case that I had had was a little boy. He was 13 years old at the time, and he had ADHD and he had Down syndrome at the same time. And it was my job to essentially get him on a strong behavioral plan so he can stop doing the behaviors that he was doing. And it was very challenging. It was very, very challenging. He tested me in ways that I'd never been tested before as far as patience and communication goes. But we together, he became very successful with me because I worked with him really diligently and he knew that I cared about him and I gave him positive structure in his life. And I wasn't one of those teachers that took things away or spoke to him in a negative manner, and that really had helped him. Eventually, I started working there for 4 years and I had gotten laid off. But working with those special needs kids had put me in a kind of a different mindset, and I was kind of disheartened by the whole system and the whole education system, and I didn't know what to do about it. And I figured I was doing as much as I could, but there was just a cap on it. Like, I couldn't fix every child and I couldn't have all the children with me at the same time. But getting laid off was a very powerful thing too, because for a while I was unemployed and I had to kind of redefine what I was really passionate about. And eventually I started working with early learning kids, and I'm in a reading program with them that provides free books and toys to families that have two-year-olds. And that kind of made me be more passionate about working with children again and realizing that there is a solution to an academic gap that children have. And the solution is you have to start with them as young as possible. So working with them has kind of helped me realize that there's a lot more hope in the education system. I saw a lot of progress with my kids because they were mine, and that was like my focus. But they're like the forgotten children is what I refer to them as. So I try to talk about it as often so people can realize, like, you know, there's a whole population of children that is not being addressed and no one really cares about them. To ignore what's happening is kind of an injustice in itself to that environment. So working with them and talking about it, I could only hope that it would only bring them into a more positive environment. For the Seattle Globalist, I'm Mahru Keshavarz.